Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Marty Johnson reporting. Police say a man they shot and killed early today is suspected of the two shooting attacks Saturday in Copenhagen that killed two civilians and wounded five police. Officials say no evidence suggests other gunmen were involved in the shootings, one of which took place at a free speech event at a cafe, the other outside Copenhagen's main synagogue. The event was being attended by Swedish cartoonist Lars Vilks, who is known for provocative satiric drawings, including a 2007 drawing of the Prophet Muhammad, and who was unharmed. Police said early today they shot and killed the man after he opened fire on police officers near a train station. Danish Prime Minister Helle Thorning-Schmidt.
Denmark has been hit by a very serious act of violence tonight. We feel certain now that it is a politically motivated attack, and thereby it is a terrorist attack.
The Prime Minister said no one should get away with attacking the open, free and democratic Danish society. The governor of Nigeria's Gombe state has imposed a 24-hour curfew in response to a Boko Haram attack. The governor's spokesperson said although the fighting is taking place in Gombe City, the curfew is in effect across the entire state, which shares the same name. He said residents are to remain indoors until further notice as security forces try to track down the gunman and restore order. There's been no word on casualties. The United Nations Security Council is considering a resolution on Yemen that would urge the Shiite Houthi rebels to step down, release ousted President Abed Rabu Mansour Hadi and his cabinet, and engage in good-faith UN-led peace talks. Since seizing power earlier this month, the Houthis have dissolved parliament and set up their own ruling body. On Saturday, tens of thousands of Yemenis protested. This is VOA News. Ukrainian officials say pro-Russian rebels have shelled Ukrainian positions since the start of a ceasefire in East Ukraine, but the firing has halted along most of the front line. The head of Ukraine's security service, Valentin Nalivaychenko, spoke with reporters.
The mortar attack occurred, and we clearly monitored and established that the mortar attack were conducted from the village Zolotove in Lugansk region.
Earlier, Ukraine's president Petro Poroshenko ordered his forces to comply with the ceasefire that went into effect at 12:01 a.m. Sunday local time in compliance with the truce signed in Minsk last week. Ukraine and a group of Western governments accused Moscow of stoking the rebellion by sending in arms and fighters. Moscow denies direct support for the rebels. India's Prime Minister Narendra Modi's move to revive contacts with neighboring Pakistan by phoning his Pakistani counterpart Nawaz Sharif is being widely welcomed as a good omen for easing regional tensions. Ayaz Gul reports.
Bilateral relations have been particularly tense since August, when New Delhi abruptly cancelled high-level peace talks with Islamabad. It cited a meeting between Pakistan's top diplomat in New Delhi and separatist Kashmiri leaders, contacts India previously never objected to. The suspension of the dialogue led to deadly military clashes along the so-called line of control, dividing the Himalayan region in violation of a mutual 2003 ceasefire. Pakistan's military on Saturday again accused Indian forces of opening unprovoked fire, saying it killed a civilian in Pakistani Kashmir. However, Prime Minister Narendra Modi's move on Friday to call up his Pakistani counterpart Nawaz Sharif has raised hopes tensions will subside in the coming days. Ayaz Gul for VOA News, Islamabad.
Ceremonies and prayers are held this weekend in Lebanon for the 10th anniversary of the assassination of former Prime Minister Rafik Hariri. Mr. Hariri's son, Saad, himself a former Prime Minister, returned from self-imposed exile for the occasion and to speak at a memorial service. Rafik Hariri was killed by a massive car bomb in the capital, Beirut, along with 21 other people. His death led to mass protests against Syria, which eventually withdrew its troops from Lebanon. An international tribunal indicted five members of Lebanon's Shia movement, Hezbollah, for the attack. Hezbollah denied responsibility and the defendants remain at large. A day after the U.S. announced it was loosening restrictions on Cuban imports, two U.S. senators began a four-day trade mission to the island. Democratic Senators Claire McCaskill from Missouri and Amy Klobuchar from the state of Minnesota went to Cuba Saturday to explore opportunities. I'm Marty Johnson reporting.
That's the latest world news from VOA.